Hello and welcome to Sprofcast, the English language for off the no podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And
yeah, that's just the sound of your month, isn't it, so far?
It's potentially been one of the worst months of my life, David. I'm on holiday
now,
though.
Are we not going into that any further?
I don't think there's any real need. No. I think that sort of sums it up.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly like a Wilhelm scream, but it was, you know...
yeah.
Couldn't even be arsed with one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have got... so actually, as you know, listeners, this is our first pod for a month, and we're back, into our regular rotation of stuff, including looking back at games against Yugoslavia and Liechtenstein, a little touch on Prostyov and Opava, but nothing that big. We've got Hot or Not. We've got a Prostyov local band thing that I put together for a couple of weeks ago that we never got to do. We've got Varnsdorf preview, and we've got the glorious return of Rabbit's review.
I think that was worth waiting a month on its own for.
Yeah.
We've also got Kromiežiš in the cup. But
that's true. Yes, yes, we've got that as well. Anyway, let's get on with it. We've got a lot to get through, so here we go. Right, so a while ago we played, it seems like a long time ago now, we played Opava in the cup, which I didn't go to see because I was in Hungary.
In the league.
Sorry, in the league, what am I talking about? Yeah, I was in Hungary watching the F1. I had a brilliant time, thank you very much, thanks for asking, but yeah, there you go, listener.
I mean, I have asked you if you had a good
yes,
time
I know,
before.
I know, you have, but yeah, for the benefit of you, listener. So Opava... what was that all about?
I thought we were really shit and we won. this feels like a theme.
This will become a theme for later on in the show. Spoilers there.
I mean, maybe not really shit. I thought it was a marked improvement on what we served up in Tabor, which was really at times absolutely desperate.
Mm.
And this seemed like a kind of a big game in the sense that Opava were coming down with us from the top league, and we needed to put on a good performance. We were, I think, completely unchanged from the team that won in Tabor, and we went down a goal just before the half, and then we got two back.
43. It was a penalty for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it absolutely was a penalty. Ah, yeah, there we go. I believe it was given for a Sjerba handball, and it's hard to see otherwise. And then it was just a case of really sort of rallying in the second half, getting a penalty of our own, of course, and then going on from there. I thought Tieni had a really good game for Opava, if I remember correctly. I really like how he sort of drives at people. But really... I mean, I think I'd
a
be...
bit like, a bit like Valtteri Bottas was doing at that exact moment.
Sure. But no, I mean, I think if you were Opava, you'd be kind of disappointed. Took a nice support. They took about 50, 60 people, which is no mean feat for a Sunday night with poor transport links across the country, as you'll be aware of. So, I mean, overall, reasonably satisfied. It was a good penalty if you're into penalties. From Zavadil, and we did sort of have one of these sort of bundle over the line sort of jobs from Moravets. Which even from that distance, Moravets couldn't miss. So I'm quite pleased at that, and I thought that was going to be where we kicked on.
As you say, that's another big game sort of out of the way, and we were talking yesterday, weren't we, about the fact that Tabor being... early doors, the surprise package of the season.
Tabor look good.
Incredible to get it out the way with a scrappy win at their place.
Because
they look very good.
That front two at Tabor is really nice. I forget their names at this moment in time. We discussed them on the previous podcast. But like their link up play is just really superb for this level.
Yeah, they were very good when we were at that place at their place. And then you went to Prostyov. I didn't. I was feeling ill, so I had to sack this one off.
Yeah, so I went there and felt ill. I mean, good atmosphere in the sense that we did get, 150 through the gates.
It did look it. There were decent photos of that.
To give you a couple of sort of very brief conclusions from the match. First of all, they took things a bit more seriously in that I had to show like a VAC certificate and all these things before getting in. Second of all, it still does take about half an hour to get a beer.
Yeah.
There. But the beer is very cold and very nice. It's a Litovel.
Good, yeah.
And it's at a good price. pleased to report that they still are doing kielbasa via a Big George grill. And on the pitch was absolute garbage. So there wasn't really any changes aside from Floder being in goal instead of Berkovets.
That wasn't supposed to happen, though, was it? Didn't he injure himself in warm-up or something? It was a very late change.
I feel it was one of those things. It wasn't, you know, none of it was, I would say, is particularly Floder's fault. It wasn't Floder that allowed Prostyov to drive from the halfway line, lay it off to who else but Kudelka, and score, and giving it the shushes in front of the away stand. Kopshiva had a wonderful game for Prostyov. I really like Prostyov's drive. We look really leggy. This is the thing. Even though we are set up in a way that's supposed to accentuate attacking, right? So you have Rzeznicek sort of like your top of the diamond, let's say, and then you're supplementing that with Hladik, Przyhistal, and then behind that you've got the wild pace of Pavel Zavadil. Zavadil's just too slow at times. Like, I like how he controls the ball. He's sort of a sensible head, let's say. Mm. But really, we're just getting sort of run ragged at times with that formation. And I don't think it was particularly creative. And what we do is we end up, more than anything, leaving people like Rzeznicek incredibly isolated up top, which is you're not supposed to do in this sort of a, what is this, 4-2-3-1, the inverted triangle thing. So it wasn't really that impressive. And then you were sort of wondering for a while. I mean, at the end of that game, I was sort of wondering, well, I mean, are we going to just have one of these seasons where we've got somebody like Rzeznicek, we have to play him up top because he's one of the better strikers at the team? And is he going to like literally get us three goals this whole season? So that there was a bit of a worry. And maybe that those fears weren't really allied by the sort of the pause we have by having the cup on the Wednesday, and then we basically just dispatched Jar, as you're supposed to, against a four-tier team, 4-0 to Zbrojovka, with Zekel of all people grabbing a brace. And part of me was just thinking, I bet you Zekel's going to have something to do with the next match, considering that he has not even been on the bench this season. And lo and behold, Zekel's on the bench, and I think Zekel gets about 20 minutes in the Jihlava game.
Yeah.
So I was going into the Jihlava game, and maybe this is where you're to take over, David, feeling like we might actually lose this because Jihlava, contrary to what I thought was going to happen at the start of the season, look reasonably competent.
Mm. We are going to talk about Jihlava, but first we're going to have a small musical break with some local band music from Prostyov. So we're not going to check in with our favourite Prostyov bass band. Who are? Do you remember?
No.
In the pub.
In the pub, that's right.
We had a couple of seasons ago as our Prostyov local band. Yes.
They were okay.
Yeah, the sort of average indie pop noise of In the Pub.
Awful name, but...
Yeah. this mob are called Gambini, which isn't even a word. Let alone a name, really. So there's that, I suppose. Okay. They describe themselves as electronica experimental.
That's just people like if they put experimental at the end of that sort of thing, that just means that they're fanning about with a knob on like a delay, isn't it?
This is the Czech version of experimental, so not experimental in the least, actually. I'll play you a little snippet and see what you think. See, I wouldn't call that experimental in the slightest.
No, I would just call it sort of like that sort of indie that people dance to in like 2004.
Yeah,
five.
Yeah. They've clearly heard The Killers' first album.
Yeah.
And they've gone, we can do that.
Her voice is nice.
Yeah.
It's got that really annoying sort of guitar, though.
Mm.
Just related to that, I see that, you know, you were you downloaded that clip for the purposes of this podcast. Can you tell me why you've got a download of Oh Carolina by Shaggy?
You are absolutely going to find that out later.
Oh, great, really?
Yes, that is absolutely to do with this show.
Oh, well, that's cheered me up. That
perked you right up. That track by the name...
Oh, Carolina. Okay.
That track, by the way, is called Gagarin. And
I wonder what that's named after.
Yeah. Going through their back catalogue, they... early on, they seemed to be doing a lot of, like, 8-bit noise, and then they got themselves a singer and a couple of actual real instruments.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's Gambini, Prostioff's electronica experimental mob. So that was nice, wasn't it? yeah, whatever. So, what have we got up next on my list? Well, it says Jihlava. So let's do that. You mentioned earlier that we were concerned that Vesny Cech is going to struggle for service and only score 3 goals all season.
Yeah.
Well, he scored more than that now.
Yeah, in that game.
Yeah, just in that game. We beat Jihlava 4-0, which was surprising. Because, as you said, they are looking better this season than they were last year. Mm-hmm. And in the cup last year, Luis Arroyo was a royal pain in the arse against us.
He was indeed, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we pretty much demolished them. It was 4-0. Vesny Cech got all 4. The first one came on 13 minutes. It was a corner from Shevchik. Looks like we've got somebody who can actually take a set piece, or a corner at least.
That's true.
Shevchik. It's a very good near post header for his first.
You feel that they've been looking for that ball for a while.
Mm.
You know, it's been, you know, about sort of three, four hours of football basically trying to find Vesny Cech's head.
Yes.
Finally getting there. So that was definitely good to see.
Yeah. So that was his first. His second, he almost won't score an easier goal this season. It was after half an hour. Jihlava lose possession in their own box. It's a long ball forward. One of their centre halves heads it up in the air. It comes down. The other centre half sort of falls over his own feet.
Yeah, I think it was Kristal.
Yeah, and all Vesny Cech has to do is just stick a foot out and slot it home. Really, it's a messy bit of defending.
It's pretty embarrassing, to be honest. When you're if you're a Jihlava, you should be doing a lot better than that.
Yeah, I mean, just thumping it clear would have done. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they tried to be too clever, didn't work. On 50 minutes, he gets his third. It's a carbon copy of the first, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
Near post header, big thumping header again from a corner. And 70, there is a cutback across the goal, and he's there to just poach it from 5 yards out. So, yeah, that's Kuba Vesny Cech doing exactly what he's there for, picking up on loose balls, being the fox in the box, sort of poaching striker that we've been looking for a few years since he left, in fact. So
that's true. I mean, I'm sure you're going to go on to this, but he should have got 5.
He should have had 5, 9 minutes from time. This would actually have been his best of the lot.
Absolutely.
It's a lovely through ball. And with the confidence of a man who cannot miss today, he runs onto the ball, slots it beautifully underneath Martin Weymüller, who has had a torrid time in front of behind a pretty crappy defence, to be honest. Yeah, and it's just offside.
A whisker,
but,
no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's the correct decision, I think. But yeah, he, you know, could have had 5, but 4 is a decent haul. Are you looking for the last?
I am looking for that stat, because it's in my mentions.
Yes.
This is that guy from Znojmo who just seems to be displeased at every single thing that we do.
Yeah. A word from Martin Berkovets in this game. Berkovets doing Berkovets things behind our not entirely bulletproof back four as well. Best keeper since Dusan Melicharek, for my money.
I would agree.
Very similar vibes, you know, sort of big, confident, very proactive, which obviously a good thing in a goalkeeper. Have you found the...
Yeah, so the most goals they scored by a single player since Roman Kukleta, who scored 6 goals against Mladá Boleslav in 1987.
Oh, that is a good stat. There we go.
And that came. Say, shout out to the club on Twitter who actually answered my question. I was like, when was the last time someone scored this many for Zbrojovka in a single game? So it's like, thank you, official club account.
Nice, good. That was a decent evening's entertainment. What did you make of it? Other than
I didn't think we were that good. Is that harsh?
It's not harsh. Jihlava were poor and we let them have more chances than I think would have been good against a side that really didn't turn up.
I mean, I think you can probably chalk at least two of the goals down to obviously the second goal is just a huge mistake. Mm-hmm. And if you're conceding the first Presnicek goal, you really have no business conceding the third, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just still a bit unconvinced about our play in the middle of the park. A couple of people that have been, that I've not been impressed with are Hrabina and Texel. Like, I don't think that they've played particularly well. I thought Texel has been particularly bad at being able to hold up any sort of play in the middle of the field. And Hrabina looks actually, for someone that we were very excited about, is coming in from Opava and so on, he looks like an absolute nightmare at right back. the Prostyov game sort of cemented that for me. And then, there was a reason that he, has not really been seen since. So I think that you need to, do something a bit different. And we did look a bit better at the Jihlava game, because instead of Texel as well, we had in what's his face?
Adrian Chernomak.
We did.
This is actually, he's one of my little nice stories of the season, is discovering that we've got an Adrian Chernomak down the back of the sofa that we hadn't seen really all of last year. He barely featured. And it's nice to see him having a little bit of a renaissance in the in the red jersey there. So,
like, I honestly just think that we're persisting with this particular sort of formation because we've got all players that fit into that position.
Yeah.
Rather than thinking about what would be the best way to break down a team. And maybe that'll come. It's not like we're struggling on the pitch, to be honest.
No,
we've lost once this season. Yeah. Spoiler alert. And you've maybe sort of think it's to come good. But everything, it's always in the back of my mind. It's like, if we had a competent coach, how would we be playing?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Because there is, this could be a stretch. I love a stretch. But it's a little bit like last season's Hearts in the Championship, in that we're obviously not running away with it, but they sort of ran away with the league. And every single Hearts fan pretty much hated it because the play was just awful.
Mm.
But they were just able to, get the rub of the green or just bulldoze teams. And also, conversely, they also have a very good keeper in Craig Gordon.
So, yes.
There seem to be some sort of similarities there, at least with a lot of the Zbrojovka performances in the second division, at least the last time we were down here. I think that some of them were genuinely exciting because we were playing that sort of expansive passing football. There was a real mixture of actually nice, well-worked goals and just some ridiculous sort of thunder bastard shots from way downtown.
Yeah. Michalik ball.
Yeah, it was all that sort of like some mad Michalik, like Stepanovsky just fancies a crack,
you know,
and it sails in from 40 yards while we're beating Zhizhkov 6-0. All that sort of stuff, which obviously you can't ask for that every single day, right? But, semi-competent sort of like good football wins are always appreciated.
Something less plodding would be nice.
Honestly, I think the most exciting game that we've played maybe in the past year was when we beat Opava 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
When we were already down, because the sort of shackles were off and we sort of like had that bit of sort of swagger about us.
Yeah.
I don't really see that swagger at the moment. It is very convoluted, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's just quite stuffy and boring, and we still do that thing where we string together 5 passes and then just absolutely dump it out for a throw-in for no reason.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to be quite harsh, I think.
Yeah. That was the lover. That was, it's, 4 goals is always good, and to see them coming from the same players.
I feel quite bad, actually. I feel quite bad disparaging that 4-0 win.
Yeah, well,
it was a big assist.
you know, we're allowed to be critical. It's what we're not paid for. So,
true.
Yeah.
If you'd like to sponsor us, Bryovcast.
Yeah, we'll be a lot nicer about you. can we be bought that easily? Yes, absolutely we can.
Someone from Sparta B is going to be in my inbox.
Right, we've got Hot or Not coming up next, so strap yourselves in for that. You listen to this pod, and here's what you've got. The section that we like to call Hot or Not. We find out which is which, then we can go and carry on and finish up the rest of the show. It's Hot or Not there. Who is that? What was that?
It's a nice song.
Yes, thank you. Do you know who, what?
I mean, I thought it was going to be The Love Cats by The Cure, but it's not, No, it's not. Go on. Hit me with your...
rhythm stick.
Best shot, you know, whatever.
It was supposed to be 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Are you not? Maybe. Really? You dig 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, because I can go. I owe my soul to the company store.
I don't listen to grime music.
Okay, fair enough. I've actually got two of each. Have you just got your one?
I'm just going to pluck them out of my mind because I didn't really write any down.
Okay.
But...
I'm going to start with a not. This is from a couple of weeks ago, but I feel it needed mentioning here. Juventus women and their training cone on head slitty Asian eyes post.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was quickly deleted. And also given the classic non-apology for if you feel offended by this, well, then we apologise. That sort of angle to it, mm-hmm. which is a classy touch there, I feel.
There's been a lot of that sort of bad stuff coming from official club accounts recently, hasn't there?
Are we going to touch on the Rangers thing? Or
what Rangers thing?
Oh, have you not seen? Investigated and banned a load of lads for racism against what's the name of their Celtics Japanese absolute dynamo centre forward that they've got.
Kagawa or someone like that, I can't remember exactly. He came from
somewhere in the J League.
Yes.
Vissel Kobe possibly or something like that. Anyway.
He looks amazing by the way.
Yeah, and Rangers fans being done for the old racism against him, so
I mean, I don't like saying this very often, but well done Rangers for finding the people and stamping it out.
They're life banning them, I think.
Oh, that's great. So,
yeah.
I thought this was going to be the awful people. I mean, I don't know. The awful people who sneaked in a photo of Anne Frank into Everton's video memorial for blues that have, you know, died during the pandemic and
good
things like
Christ.
That. And so that's also bad. But the idea that no one was able to spot that from the social media team actually says a lot, very worrying stuff about how we remember history.
Mm. Oh, the other thing I noticed today. Arsenal tweeted there is an opening for social media content editor, i.e. negative comment deleter. That's going to be your only job. So that's a thing. Yeah, that's my not, is Juve women doing a massive racism. Do you have a hot or a not?
Well, I mean, I think it's a hot.
Okay.
Some people will not think it's a hot. So mine is, of course, fucking Příbram.
Yes.
Příbram have had a horrible start to this season.
Haven't they, though? Mm.
Which also culminated in
just hook it to my veins.
2-0 lost 2-0 to Sparta B, who seem to be the surprise package.
Sitting as they are in sixth,
and
I
am absolutely terrified that we're going to play them and lose. But Příbram just looked desperate. They have won once, but they're on like 4 points from 5 games. I think they're like down in 12th.
It's they are. No, they're actually one off the relegation places now.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
See, I don't mind. I don't mind the dirty tricks to save them from relegation if it's from relegation to the fucking CHFL. But I mean, that's great. We're playing them in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be, so watch the 3 points go rolling in for them then. But until then,
yeah,
bask in it.
I've got another knot, and it is whatever Puma are deciding to do to football kits.
Mm-hmm.
After the Euro 2020 training tops nonsense, we've now got this no badge, or actually they're saying, but it's part of the design, because it's like repeated over and over on the shirt, but just writing Man City or AC Milan in big letters on a t-shirt. Mm. Horrendous.
So it's the t-shirts you used to get when you couldn't afford a strip.
Yeah, basically, like, yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. we are still going to charge 70 quid for them, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Where do you stand, just as an aside, where do you stand on the Bob Marley Ajax top?
I quite like
it. I quite like it, too.
It's quite smart, yeah. Yeah. Priram, with your hot, do you have a knot?
The check coefficient.
Right. And for why is that?
Because it's getting absolutely fucking pounded at the moment. So
that's true,
It could
yeah.
have been a lot worse. Because when you ship 5 goals in open play to Total Network Solutions, the New Saints as they're now called, that's not really a good look for the league. Because they lost 4-2 in Wales.
Mm-hmm. This is Victoria Pilsen we're talking about.
Victoria Pilsen, yeah. So they lost 4-0 in Wales, 4-2 in Wales. They were, for 75 minutes of that game, 4-0 down. In what I think is widely now seen as the worst performance of a Czech team in any European competition.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And then it took them, they needed extra time and then penalties to get past a part-time team in Wales of, you know, sort of your plumbers and your carpenters and students and things like that. And then they were giving it all the big licks and the you know, pump in the air and this is our cup final sort of stuff. I'd be embarrassed, man.
Yeah, that's dreadful.
I'd be embarrassed. And at least they're sort of righting the wrongs. Like, I think that maybe, like, Jablonec, for example, maybe should have given Celtic a bit more of a game in their time. But they're sort of righting the wrongs there that by beating they beat Žilina convincingly.
They did, didn't they? Yeah, they absolutely handed them.
The second leg coming this week. But also, it's just like Slavia looked absolutely dynamite in the last few seasons, and meekly going out to Ferencváros is also, again, not a good look. They were favourites to go through there, and now I think they're having quite a tough time of it against Legia Warsaw.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you're expected to lose to Monaco.
Yes.
If you're Sparta. There are ways to go out, though, which don't involve being awfully racist.
Mm.
So,
yeah. Yeah, it's been a bad time for the old racism. Clearly, it's been a depressing couple of weeks on that front.
I mean, it's almost as if racism has never gone away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I've got a couple of hots. My first hot is the return of local football.
Yes. You had a lovely trip, didn't you?
Yes. Ben Cartmill, also of this parish, and I went to see Dosterbistertz versus Svratka-Brno, the Svratka River derby, on a Saturday afternoon. That was lovely. It was Doster 4, Svratka 1, with some lovely play from Doster. Yeah, but like having a cheap pint in an actual glass and sitting in the sunshine watching a bit of local football, that was brilliant. And I've got one more hot, and this is where O Carolina by Shaggy will feature prominently.
Oh, good.
This came up on Twitter a couple of weeks ago. It's been mentioned on a couple of other podcasts, but when I saw it, I thought this has to be up there. If you haven't seen it, Twitter user at Mr. Wenger has spent 18 months making a Spotify playlist of every song used on Sky Sports Premier League years. That's from 1992 to 2021. It's 1,375 songs. 1,375 songs. It's a ridiculous playlist. It's incredible. It's one of those where you just stick it on random if you're going for a walk or something, and it's like songs you have forgotten existed, songs that, like, even though you haven't heard them for 20 years, you can still basically sing every lyric to. And if you'll indulge me, I've created a little compilation of some of the best bits. You want to? You ready for this?
Yeah. You ready for this? Yeah.
I'm sure that appears on there. Anyway, have a listen to this. Isn't that joyous?
That's that is the 90s, isn't it?
It really is. That was, yeah.
What a decade that was.
Yeah, so, yeah, it is on Spotify. It's just called Premier League Years or Premiership Years or something. It's very easy to find.
I'm going to have to get Spotify now, aren't I? I've made it to this far without Spotify.
Do you mean that's not how you listen to this red-hot content through Spotify?
No. You think
I
listen to my own podcast?
I have to, unfortunately.
Podcast player on Android.
okay, fair enough. Story about Spotify. You'll know this one already. It's when Porig opened the Immigrant Pub, our former regular haunt. I came in one Sunday. He was incredibly excited. I was the only person in there, but like he came up and he was very excited because he was saying, "Oh, David, I think I've solved all the problems about like getting music for the pub. There's this incredible website app where it's got like all the music. Have you heard of it? It's called Spotify. And I went, "I think it's pronounced Spotify, mate. Is it now? I've been calling it Spotify. Jeez. So yeah, magic times. So yeah, there we go. That's all the hots and all the knots in the pen on the arc. So let's do, what have we got now? Yes, it's Fun and Games at Escarlishen.
Oh yeah.
Sunday morning at 10:15 is not an appropriate time for a football match.
No.
Yeah, we went there to the end of the number 8 tram to Escarlishen and the derby that nobody cares about. It's not exactly Sparta Slavia, is it, really?
I think it's turning into a derby that people are caring about.
Well, after this game, it most certainly is. Like, the idea was on Facebook, there was already a bit of arsiness because Lishen's ground is very small. It's only three sides, really. And what Zbrojovka fans did last time was they hired a truck and a load of pallets so they could park it alongside one of the sides and you could stand on there, basically, mm-hmm. like not go in but look over the wall, basically. Yeah. Lishen refused them that. And there were slightly snarky comments about going, "Oh, come on, like, you know, it's not exactly the Belgrade derby, is it? Like, you know, like from Zbrojovka's side, nobody really cares." Yeah, turns out it turned into a slightly bigger deal than that.
The difference between the first and second half was unbelievable.
Yeah, I've actually, in my notes, I've written the first half happened. The notes that I've got.
It
certainly happened, but nothing of note.
Yeah, I mean, probably...
Apart from a 38-minute beer queue.
Yeah. Lishen had the best chance. I think that we were slightly maybe better in possession of the ball, but there really was a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
It certainly escalated the hangover, that's for sure.
Yeah, you were looking ropey as hell.
It's my own fault. It's my... I do it every time. It's like, why did I stay out till 3 in the morning? Knowing that I have to
because
be up at like
I'm an
eight.
Idiot.
Every time.
Yeah. It really kicked off in the second half.
yeah, it did.
To coin a phrase. We went 1-0 up very early on in the second half, 49 minutes, in fact. Particularly Stahl cuts the ball back from the left-hand side, and Hladík gets his first goal of the season.
It's a great goal.
Smart finish, yeah.
It's a really... Well, I mean, did we do... Is it? I don't know if it is Patricio Stahl. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I've not watched the game back as I normally would. But do we advance the ball from somewhere like halfway line and just like... I think it's Patricio Stahl just skips through a bunch of players. Mm-hmm. With, you know, completely, you know, missing them all. It's a lovely goal.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's a decent goal.
I thought maybe that was it.
But it was not. 57 minutes and it's 1-1. And it is such a disappointing goal to concede. It's a free kick to the far post, put back into the box by a completely unmarked Malek and a completely unmarked Ondřej Ševčík, you know, taps it home for 1-1. Berkovec going absolutely bananas at his defence and with good reason.
No one marking him
Nobody marking anybody. It's such an easy goal.
I think what made it worse, I'd love to hear your views on this, is that about 2 minutes before that as well, I think we had a decent shot for a penalty.
I can't remember that.
This was when we had...
that's my view on it. I'm glad you loved it.
Krzyzniczek, absolutely clear. It was released at the back. Very similar ball goal against the last goal against Jihlava. And for me, I think he's just completely shoved down. I think there's no attempt to win the ball there. And referee does nothing. Referee who was very... we should put a point out as well, and this is in the first half as well. It's such a stop-start game, wasn't it? There's so many fouls that weren't maybe not picking up cards, but were just sort of stopping play and breaking it up. And it was a difficult watch at times because there was never any flow.
Yeah. As you very much reminded me, this exact same fixture last year was a nasty affair. It was really bad-tempered.
Oh, there was like three players sent off, I think.
Yeah, loads of bookings, two, like eight or nine bookings, a couple of sendings off.
If I remember correctly, like Milan Lutonski got sent off for... that's how going far back it was. I think Lutonski got sent off for Brno. Or was it for Lichen, actually?
He would have been at Lichen, probably.
That was also a very bad-tempered game, and also that was one where we absolutely smashed and grabbed it as well. That was when Pavel Drexa scored that header in the 88th
That's
minute.
That's right, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That was a horrible game because for a long time I was like, we're going to lose.
So it's 1-1, and it looks like that's how it's going to finish. However, we did not count on the presence of a pitch invader.
The 12th and 13th man.
Obviously, of course, categorised under things nobody wants to see in football. You absolutely do want to see it because it's hilarious.
We can't show you these scenes.
Yes, except they absolutely could show us these scenes.
I'm still confused. Where did the second dude come from?
I don't know.
Because I very clearly know the guy that went from our end in, and you know, was very much... I would call it the lager category of the word, in that he was just there with his shirt on, you know, he got the red and white scarf, and he's just aeroplaning around the pitch, you know, sort of just to be like, hey, I'm on TV, isn't this a laugh?
Yeah.
But there's another guy on the pitch as well.
It's the second guy that causes all the trouble, isn't it?
Who I believe like looks like, and this is one that's not to be, you know, this is not banter, like looks like he's out there to actually seriously injure players.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened there.
Basically, there's somebody down getting treatment, and this second guy steams in and actually takes out one of the medical staff. Mm-hmm. If you look at the sort of gif that's been going around, he takes out one of the medical staff, basically like almost like rugby tackles, this guy who's on his knees administering treatment to whoever's gone down at this point. Honza Silny, the Lichen forward, absolutely goes into this guy, grabs him, headlocks him, gives him a bit of a wallop. I mean, actually, a bit of a wallop. He really does him. And that results in Silny being sent off for violent behaviour, which, I mean, it did us a massive favour, but I think is completely inappropriate. You know, the guy is, you know, okay, maybe as a player you shouldn't get involved, but... If you're a player who's just seen one of your medical guys be absolutely, you know, pole-axed by this bloke coming in, maybe the red mist comes out, I don't know. But
I think letter of the law probably is a red card.
Letter of the law, it absolutely is.
I feel
a bit sorry for him. You know.
I mean, it's led to a lot of hand-wringing on social media, which is good because apparently we're... we're a club of Neanderthals and we should be the Zbrojovka that are apparently need to have criminal charges brought against them for this.
And inverted commas, prosecuted.
There's this guy from like Znojmo and he only seems to like comment on Twitter to us with some really sort of like pithy fucking comment. And I don't understand why he follows us.
he said pithy, you mean pissy.
I mean both. Like, it's just like he's not very funny either. And he just seems to be there to like just like sort of piss on everyone's chips. So I muted him now. But he was all very, you know, you should be prosecuted in the inverted commas. But that, just to point out as well, like if anyone's getting prosecuted over that, by the way, you're aware it's Li Shen.
Yeah.
Because security is the responsibility of the home crowd. That's why you have things like policing and mm-hmm. you know, certain amount of money on away tickets and things like that. If the club wanted to ban these people, these people, then fair enough, they won't because it's Czech football. I wouldn't have a problem with it per se. Maybe I would with the first guy because I think he was just genuinely just drunk and didn't really mean to cause any harm. But the idea that, you know, the club should be condemning, the club must condemn, seems a little bit rich for me.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, so suddenly it was very weird, wasn't it? Because then we had all this and there was technically a pause.
Yes.
For that.
And actually, if I can say one more thing about Honza Silny's red card, he should have been red carded very, very much earlier in the game for being a striker that wears number 2.
Yeah.
So he can get right off for that one.
We're recycling our content from all the last times we've played Li Shen.
Absolutely.
But no, you're right. It's a very strange one. And this, it just was a very weird situation after that, wasn't it? Because the clock was running and you know, at least in the stadium it was. So you had really no idea. You could only estimate how much time was left.
Mm.
And then part of you all were still like, well, what the fuck was that? And
yeah.
Yeah, and it looked for a while, even with that sort of advantage, that this was going to be a reasonably okay one each.
Yeah.
All right, it's a point on the road technically, but we're not thrilled at it.
Yeah, until the 93rd minute when Damian Barish crosses and I think I can use this cliche without fear of contradiction. It's that man, Kuba Reznicek, who pops up with...
again, the same goal.
Exactly, like, another header. Yeah, lovely stuff. And absolute hashtag scenes.
Well, this is the thing. This is why I'm like, you know, we've both of us have been like, you know, it's a derby for them and stuff like that. I mean, I think my reaction actually when that goal went in probably was, yeah, I probably do care about this match a little bit, to be honest with you.
I just broke down laughing. I don't know, maybe it was one of those things, there was a lot of emotion pent up. I was pissing myself laughing. I just thought it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen.
I think because everyone is just calling this game such a disgrace, such a scandal and stuff, that you're just sort of like, this just honestly might be one of the strangest games of football I've watched Borjovka be a part of.
And that's saying something.
Yeah, and you know, we watched two legs of a fucking game that were fixed by fucking the Referees Association.
Yeah.
You know, this was still weirder. And you sort of feel sorry for... No, I don't actually feel sorry for Li Shen.
No.
But that's twice that they've lost to us late.
Yeah.
And I think that it's clear that you don't win anything with our duds.
Yeah. I'm going to call that doing a Coventry now, after Cov have now... in this season had a 96th and a 98th minute winner in two games. So only 5 places below Arsenal, as Dan Watson pointed out to me earlier. So that's certainly a thing. So yeah. So yeah, that was that. It was, yeah, early in the morning, but yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time was had by all, except Li Shen and Honza Silny. But what we did do after that was, because it was such an early kickoff, we went for lunch, which means, and because it was technically an away day, you got to do one of these. So it is technically an away day. We've been to Li Shen, and it is the first Vrabets review of the season. Sam?
Words can't describe this feeling currently. So we are in Brno Institution Stopkova, who have Moravsky Vrabets, and it looks to me like a pretty reasonable plate of food.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You wish for me
to... Yeah, yeah, okay, yes, I'm dig in. Dig in and give us your
considered opinion thereupon.
I'm going to go with the there's a choice of gnädlicki. There's your traditional, and I believe what is called Karlovatsko.
Yep.
With the bacon in it.
Variazza gnädlicku.
Yeah.
You love to see it.
Let's go. Look at that. Oh, bonus parsley on it.
And how are we doing? Bit of dead air.
A man's got to chew, David, but
a man's got to chew.
It's pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
Right.
It's hard now because it's been so long without Frabets that I can't really compare it to anything. Maybe Bohemians in 2016? but no, very good. I'll have another go at the cabbage. I think the cabbage is an interesting one. No, cabbage is probably a... It's acidic enough, for sure, to cut through the richness.
I've also got the same, and mine's going cold, so we're going to leave this part, and I am also going to dig in.
Rabbits. So, yeah, the first Rabbits review of the season.
Yeah, the last time since... the last one was in September.
Last one was at Pool's End.
Yeah, and that one was the first one in a year and a half.
Yep, because we haven't been able to go anywhere, and...
Nipley sells rabbits,
it's a dying
man.
Breed, the old Moravian sparrow. So, yeah. So that was fun, that was nice. That was a decent rab, actually.
It was all right. I think I would have enjoyed it more if I'd, wasn't still wanting to, I was crying, I was not say crying, sweating through my eyes still. Just don't stay out late before an early kickoff. You really shouldn't.
Yeah. Talking of being massively hungover, do you want to do a beer of the podcast?
Sure.
Let's do that then.
Beer of the podcast.
That was incredible. No, what was that? That was amazing.
I was trying to channel the spirit of the 90s playlist.
you're channeling something. I don't know what it is, but yeah,
rewind. I don't know.
Oh dear. Okay.
Has the music come in yet, or do I have to pause now for the music?
The music's already been and gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
It certainly is. Yeah. What have you got for us this episode?
I did my usual thing and got us a sour. When in doubt, get a sour.
Good. That's good. I was up at the Rzeczkowice Festival of Mini Pivovarus on Friday. I drank an awful lot of the clock. Is it raspberry or strawberry sour? That's good.
Yeah.
That's delicious, that is. I think we've had it on here before. But yeah.
Well, we've got Permon.
Oh, good. I like a Permon.
A familiar friend, Permon, which are tropical fruit sour in a very, I'm going to say a loud can.
It is. It's a very jazzy can, isn't it? Pink with yellow outline drawings of things like passion fruits and things.
It says it has guava, mango, and something called maracuja or maracuja.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know if that's a thing that's in a different language or what. But it's a sour. It's a light sour. It's 3.8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this one's all about the flavour and the experience.
Is it? Yes. Let's have a look. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's have a go. Are you Googling maracuja?
I want to see if it is something.
Right. You do that. I'm gonna have a. Ooh, it does smell very tropical fruity. It smells like umbongo.
Oh, does it actually like? Aha! It is Czech for passion fruit.
Oh, there you go. That's why they have pictures of it on there.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it smells a bit like umbongo.
Which is quite amazing.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Right, I'm looking forward to this then. Here we go. Go, go, go. Mmm. Delicious. Yes, more where that came from. That's lovely.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, light, fruity.
It's quite light. I was expecting it to be a little bit less light, but it is 3.8, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite heavy at the start, and then it's just like it disappears into like nothing, though.
That's fine.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, very expensive can, I believe it was. It was something like
that. Pearmon's always expensive, though. For reasons. I don't know why.
Boutique.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
But I think you were like, it was like 100 crown or something like that for a can.
Just for the one. Wow. Yeah, ouch. Yeah. Oh, well, there's that, certainly. Yeah. Maybe not. Well, at that price, not one I'd buy a lot of. But yeah. But it's nice, very pleasant, very summery.
Yeah,
which is, after all, the time of year we're in, I suppose. So, well, I don't suppose, I know. Apparently, you've got a preview for us.
I've got a preview.
Yes, because we're playing Varnsdorf, and then it's the international break, isn't it?
I think. Well, whatever it is, we're playing on Sunday, and then we're not playing until the 10th of...
September,
that's it, yeah. What is the next month?
So let's find out what Varnsdorf have to offer after this. We've got the distraction of a cup game in midweek. We're playing Kromjerich.
Yes, Slavia.
At their place, which is a nice place to go, nice town, nice little ground. But
They're doing reasonably well in the MSFL this season.
Yeah, a couple of Zbrojovka loans there. Lotetsky, I think, is there at the moment, and somebody else who I can't remember. But yeah, that's the cup, but that's just a mild distraction because we have Varnsdorf at home, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I think we'll win. Economies. right. So I've got a preview of sorts. It's not the biggest preview in the world because I had a lot of work to do for handover today because I am now on annual leave. Hooray! So I will not be at this game. I will be in Kiev.
Yeah, Dynamo.
I will be watching Dynamo Kiev on Saturday night.
Nice.
Which is good. And do you know how much the tickets cost for the Olympiski Stadium as well that hosted Euro 2020 final? Yeah, 2012 final.
I'm going to say the equivalent of €6.
Which is, how much is that in crowns?
I don't know. Okay, well...
It's like 150 crowns.
Yeah, instead of dead air, just actually, why don't you just tell us?
All right, well, it was 100 crowns to...
100 crowns?
100 crowns, wow. And that's not the cheapest seat. You could get a seat for 60 if you want.
That is Dynamo cheaper Kiev. Than Zbrojovka to go and watch Dynamo Kiev of Ukrainian champions and being very good in general fame.
I'm told in terms of like these games in the Ukrainian Premier League, they're currently averaging like 8,000 a game.
Right,
so I think it's going to be interesting. Varnsdorf, another 8 p.m. special. Good start for the team this season, who are probably, I would say with some authority actually, that they will have the lowest budget of any team in this division. So having only one loss, which is to Jihlava, so not terrible, 3 wins and a draw.
Mm.
One of the teams that has been able so far to vanquish Sparta B.
Nice.
So I think it's one of their only defeats was Sparta B, and then they drew 2 each with Shibram as well.
Mm.
So, you know, they're playing well. They're scoring goals, 10 goals so far. A lot of it down to Serbian signing Bojan Djordjic.
Ah, yes. Is that Bojan Djordjic of formerly of, I believe, Ceska Budějovice, possibly fame? Not... The Bojan Djordjic, who was a Manchester United youth product in the late 90s.
Yeah, so it's an interesting sort of transfer history of Bojan, because Varnsdorf signed him, but signed him in 2015.
Right.
And then he went to, then he left the club, he transferred to like Tabor, then went to Slovan.
Right.
Then went to Opava.
Right.
What he did was he went to Tabor, left Varnsdorf, went to Tabor, came back to Varnsdorf, then went to Slovan, then went to Opava, then went to Tuzla in the Bosnian Premier League.
Good.
And then got to very famous team Without Club. You see them all the time on Transfer Market, and has now returned.
Oh, well,
and he scored
nice
4
for
goals for them already this season.
Good.
So
good for him.
Not bad as a right midfielder. My preview is basically that Varnsdorf are kind of always been a tough team to break down. We're better against them at home, I think that's for sure. We've lost away to them before, and it took us 89 minutes to...
When we went up there to see it, we were absolutely
rubbish.
Atrocious, weren't we?
Yeah. And we weren't much better the season after, except it took a wonderful Jan Hladík goal to win it for us.
Yes, it did, didn't it? Yeah.
Which is one of my favourite goals of that season. Do you want the weird signing though?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Because all right, so Varnsdorf are often going to get like their signings include people from like you know B teams of like Banik or mm-hmm. or whatever. I think they actually got signed someone from Dukla B even right. this season. You know that sort of team. They don't pay much wages. It's quite it's a reasonably isolated town. You would say Varnsdorf. You're yeah. sort of nestled up there. So there's you know not much money, too much going around. But over the summer they signed a 23-year-old centre back named Abmit Barta, who is and you don't see many of these Indian.
Huh.
Don't get many Indian players.
You don't, do you?
And he was apparently, he was released by Kerala Blasters of whatever they call it, the Indian Premier League. I know they call it for cricket, but it might be the same. Or Indian Super League, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But spent some time at Valladolid, under-19s.
Well, what an odd human.
Hasn't played at all for them this season. But like, 23-year-old former Valladolid, Kerala Blasters. So I hope he gets a game because that's kind of a funky one.
Yeah.
But they do have a lot of their like they're a very stable team actually. Like cause either mm-hmm. they get somebody who's really good and then they just go out because it's someone from the youth and then they go on to bigger and better things, or they have people like you might remember like Pablo is his name Pablo or Pavlo Pavlo Rudnitsky, who
the, I do not the, remember
Ukrainian
him,
but... player. He's been there for a decade at least now. I've done a preview about him twice. Mm-hmm. You know, like so like he's been there for a while. So they do have a sort of a nucleus there of players who, you know, will be earning, you know, a reasonable sort of wage yeah. to sort of stay, you know, it's their full-time job, if it even is full-time for some of them, and, you know, perfectly nice sort of small club.
Yeah. Enough for a couple of pints in the Kotor Brewery after.
Wonderful brewery, isn't yeah. it? So, like, that's, I mean, that's the highlight of going to Varnsdorf itself. So, yeah, I mean, at home, you'd think we have enough, but... This is technically second v fourth.
Yes.
So they've been doing all right. They're on 10 points. So it could be in for a couple of shocks and surprises.
Yeah. As you say, it's another Sunday 8 p.m., which is a slightly odd. But
stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough of these 10:15 mornings and
Sunday at 5, man.
Yeah.
You know, like something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's about it for this episode. Thank you
we
for...
We squeezed it all in, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we did. Thank you for sticking with us, listener. We will be back to our regular rotation, hopefully, from now on.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it. Tell your mates, follow us on the socials. We're at Zbroyovcast on Facebook and Twitter. Find us on all your... Well, wherever you're listening to this, you clearly found it, so congratulations on that. Yeah, and that's it. We will speak to you again in another couple of weeks.
Bye.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.